You are listening to WNYU sur 89.1 FM New York, specifically Flower Pop.
Where is the thing?
Music.
I don't know. I think it's like inside.
Yes.
يجب على بقى عشان الطعام الجاهلي. مش تقول على الجاهلي.
يعني احنا جاهل.
جاهلي.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
لك امتحانات من زي بعض
زي بعض بس متلخبط
هو زي بعض بس بيلخبط لك ال
بص ورقه الاسئله كلها واحده بس بتيجي من مختلفه ممكن يبقى الاولاني في الاخر بتاعي في الاول يبقى عندك يبقى في النص
عارف حصلتي
Yes.
That I don't know what these sound like.
That's fine.
Yeah. The first time I'm trying this out.
Totally cool. You're listening to WNYU.org 89.1 FM New York, specifically Flower Pop. You just heard a voice note I took at the 125th Street train station on the subway. It's 8:03 p.m., therefore, time for a PSA. Before European colonization, the area currently known as the New York Harbor used to contain half the world's population of oysters. A key figure in the local ecosystem, these oysters filter nitrogen from the water, prevent erosion, and reduce flooding. Through over-harvesting and industrial pollution, however, these numbers have now diminished. The Billion Oyster Project aims to restore the oyster reef population through reef reconstruction and monitoring, all through the help of volunteers and public school students. For more information on how to get involved, go to billionoysterproject.org. Again, that's billionoysterproject.org. This has been a PSA from WNYU. And now that that's out of the way, sorry, I love the Billion Oyster Project. It's Tuesday, December 17th, now 8:04. p.m. I'm so happy to be here tonight on this episode. I'm joined by a very special guest. We're looking at a variety of grooves and looking to transient spaces, or should I say transit spaces, enclosed public spaces, such as trains, the subway of New York, which we all know and love. And so now I'd like to introduce my guest, Amir, with the next set of tracks. Yes, okay. Your mic is on.
Okay, great. Hey, everyone. I'm pretty excited to be here. And what I'm playing up next for you is a combination of two separate voice notes that I've just put together. So I guess we're going to find out how this sounds.
Is it? Yeah.
Are
you good?
Yeah.
Yes. Exciting.
Sorry.
So persistence of hierarchies and then respectability. So I'll sort of as sort of like in the medieval first class, we sort of talked about like the economic gambit and how much like historical plays into it, and that's why Marx, and that's why Césaire and just thinking about how resistance to that kind of differentiation takes shape. Like the Gilroy piece is all about the Black Atlantic being a sort of like symbolic intellectual body that sort of unites like the Atlantic, right? So unites like places that are disparate but into sort of this syncretic culture, and thinking about sort of the subordinate in India, where most of like the dynamic subordinate like art and responses are coming from people who have been able to establish these diasporic connections. So whether that's sort of people who are marginalized in India establishing like diasporic connects, and then therefore getting some like material benefits and some sort of, basically they are getting more money to be able to express themselves, to be able to organize. So like just thinking about how the like the idea of India has gone through.
No, that's good.
It on this list just because it's banned in India.
Oh, really?
So there's a little bit of like and I feel like just the like because ethnography is a big part of this, that was one reason, and the way that it sort of creates. We'll be right back.
wives to go.
Move. That's when you were...
Nasal footprints.
Oh, home in the morning, the onomatopoeia of the woman gurgle.
You know what? Let's start again. I think you need to do 4 bars. Okay. 2 bars is too little.
Yeah, maybe it's
wait,
4.
Wait, are we also moving? Can I do whatever word? Or only the words that correspond to my term?
I think you should let it any
I guess
words.
It can be any word. I was just trying
to... Is that what you want?
I don't really care either way. I was just trying
to... I think
are all
you
made
should...
Up.
Let, I
none
think,
of it matters.
Look, we should... No, you know, I think it should be like this. Let it be... We know that he wants it like that, but so what?
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words...
Fuck you.
No, you know what I'm saying? Because then more people will do it that way. And
yeah.
Some people won't, which
yeah.
is really what we want. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's
and
start
the,
again
and
with
the idea with the first few rounds is the quick transition. You guys don't have to
right,
play
and
anything.
I do.
You don't have to play anything mean it, like that makes sense. You just have to move when you're
right, but still
off.
I think 4 bars is good. It's
okay.
Really not, but I do think if you're going to stick to the 4 bars, you got to cut out after
yeah.
the 4 bars. That's the whole thing.
Okay,
so let's
we can,
start about...
We can restart with 4 bars.
Yeah, I
yeah.
did. Go ahead, Isaac. Go, go.
Look at this one.
Staying in.
So you just heard a couple of tracks. Some of these were voice notes, some of these were tracks that I had heard on the subway, and the latest one you heard was Drum Machine 2, which is a voice memo that I dug up actually just a few hours ago from
awesome.
From my phone. And yeah, it was recorded in one of my classes here at NYU, which is called Beyond Syntax.
Yes, with Roy Nathanson. Shout out, Roy.
And yeah, I mean, like, that's the groove sounded really cool. That's something I would love to like just release as is, you know.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful. I wasn't expecting to hear my own voice from like two years ago. That was
actually
funny.
Both of us were.
That was funny. Yeah, a throwback
and jarring a little bit, but kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do have an next track lined up, which is called...
Oh, wait, before you introduce the track, real quick, if you're listening at home, wherever, you have questions, comments, concerns, song requests, thoughts about what you're hearing, you can call us in the station until 9 p.m. at 212-998-1657. Again, 212-998-1657. We always love hearing from you.
Yeah.
And so yeah, go ahead.
And I personally am in the mood for a conversation.
Yeah, no, please call us.
But yeah, so the next track I'm gonna play is a track I discovered on the subway.
Yes.
And when I heard it at first, something about that lead vocal and like the way it comes in, the way he like delivers it, it just sounded like really like, I don't know, it transcended like the genre, and it sounded very like futuristic to me, and the arrangement as well. So yeah, so I'm just gonna play it. It's called Sweet Power of Your Embrace by James Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what was that last track?
So you guys just heard Sweet Power of Your Embrace by James Mason. Like, as I said, this is a track I heard first on the M Train. Cool. And nice. Yeah, I dug it up on like a playlist, like a Shazammed playlist, and no, it was super inspiring, and I went and heard back the entire album, and I think it's like a really special piece of music. Yeah. Like Daniel and I were just talking about it in terms of futurism and like how we sort of find that in older music and what to look for.
Yeah, and I mean, what were some of the things we were looking for? I think that, like, what I said, because I said this, you said it's from the 70s, right?
Yeah.
But it sounds so current, and I think that, I mean, the mix is a big part of it, of course. But then, I was saying, I think, because of my background in jazz, I think that God or the universe or whoever speaks to humans, like, through jazz and funk, and I don't, like, the drums, like, yeah, rhythm. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that, because this guy was a drummer and a singer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that, I mean, that's no easy feat. And I think that, yeah, drummer singers, I was saying, are, like, prophets. Like, it's, they know something that we don't know. They're here to tell us something, and we should listen to them. And so I think that's why we're all drawn to those sounds. Sorry to ramble. I have a single voice memo that this reminds me of. ever so slightly. It's from Union Square when I used to live near there.
Mm.
Someone like ripping on the flute. So, wait, do you have something to play after?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll pass it back. But yeah, so this is what I'm calling a Union Square flute.
We're among the tribe of the police officer, Orient, yay, Louis, and thank you for my. Live Nation, or on the track, the police officer, or NTA, Louis Nation, or on the track, the police officer, or NTA, Louis, or NTA, Louis. And thank you for providing the power. This is Laura.
Oh,
Do I have a face for radio?
No.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But,
really not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you just heard The Bean, Notes On, from Amir's new album.
Yes, yes,
How do you say it?
Mon.
Okay, that's easy. It just came out hot off the presses, y'all.
Hot off the press. And this is... this track actually, it started out as this like ambient thing that then turns into like a pretty standard jazz
group.
But I wanted to put some conversation on it, so then I dug through my voice notes and found this one with my grandmom, where she's talking about like not like dissuading me from like becoming a loner and like encouraging me to like be more social and also using my granddad as an example and maybe bashing him a little bit, but that's all allowed.
Wow. Yeah, no, voice memos are really that's the sauce.
Like, it is.
Yeah. I don't want to stop talking about this because we have more to ID, but okay, so before that was Terry Yad, also by Amir off his previous album, which came out in September.
Called Khuddar.
Do you want to talk about that one?
So again, that was one of those tracks that I think I won't talk about the track itself, like, in context of the album, but I will say that in context to, like, our theme of public spaces and all, I think that was a track that while mixing and before that, while, like making the arrangement, I was, like, listening to it on the train a lot. Specifically, I remember listening to it on the L train, which, you know, I don't know my feelings about the L train right now, but... But, yeah, so definitely a song that evolved on the train.
That's really cool. And so before that we had Dance by Earth People.
Yes.
Which is that also like a train discovery?
I mean, it's like train adjacent because I found it through another song.
Oh, was it like sampled? Is that what you...
No, the other song was something I had found from like the playlist which I had been listening to a lot on the train, like the same one with Sweet Power. You know,
okay, that's nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so this like 70s funk. Yeah, Soul Train... That's why it's called Soul Train.
Yeah.
Maybe I think of trains because of Soul Train.
No, I mean it's valid.
Yeah, it all comes together. And before that, you had a couple of voice memos.
Which one? So there was this French one that I sincerely can't pronounce. Or a Spanish, actually. That was from when I was in Barcelona, which I also have a track about. But let's not revisit that. You know?
Oh my god!
But this one, it was just some sort of jazz. It has that sort of like I don't know, what did you call it? Like that Mediterranean sound, that like, you know, that like slightly mischievous jazz sound.
No, I don't know.
I don't want to use any inaccurate terms, so I will move on.
No, I don't remember.
The next one was British MTA sound, which I was just looping over and over. It was funny.
Yeah.
And then I played Carlisle Riaz, which was me jamming out at my old dorm. And I think it was a really nice melody, actually.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful. All this was really, really beautiful. Okay, so we have 8 more minutes.
8 more minutes?
Yes.
You want to point me towards some Sade, maybe? No.
Ooh.
We have some options.
Ooh.
Like, what about a Sade beat without the vocals and some voice memos?
Yes. That is exactly... That's what Flower Pop is all about.
Right? So which one do you want? Your Love is Stronger Than Pride is
good. Ooh. Wow.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, go for it? Okay. All right, so... Yeah, I guess you introduced the track with that. You introduced it enough. All right. Buckle up, y'all. I won't pretend that I intend to stop, tend to stop.
Thank you. good. Something so real. I know that I should. I know that I would. That I would.